Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
So I planned, okay, after work, I'm going to take myself out. I'm going to go to Habil Cafe, have my legendary pancakes that I always have, and just treat myself. Because I've never actually done that. Have you ever gone to a restaurant by yourself?
No, I'm too afraid.
See, this is why you shouldn't do that. But like, and it's funny because this is my first experience and this happened to me. So I was like, okay, I've never done this before. This would be nice. Let me take myself out, just me by myself. I get to the cafe. There were two other people inside. For the purpose of objectification of fine men, they were fine as fudge. Fine men. Different colors. Mashallah. Mashallah. There was the light-skinned, beautiful man, and there was the dark chocolate-looking man. Okay. But the dark chocolate man was sitting on my chair.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
They come and take your plate in front of this man.
No. I'm getting there. This dark chocolate man was sitting on my chair. I claim that as my chair because every time I go to Habil, it's a chair I sit on. It's facing the window. I can see outside. It gives this vibe. I love the chair. So when I came, I just went straight to the till. I ordered my pancakes, ordered a drink. I sat down in a random chair because obviously all the chairs I usually sit are taken. Okay. I think he kind of knew. So after like 10 minutes, he got up and he's leaving. As he was leaving, he's like, I know you have been. I'm in my chair. Uh-huh. And I was like, yes, I actually have been. So he laughed about it. And okay. He left. So he was like, he could tell that I wanted to sit down the chair and everything. So like he left and he was like, I know I can tell that you are behind my chair. So I was like, yes, I actually have. And we laughed about it and he left.
I love this.
Sorry?
I love somebody who's very aware.
I know, right? And, you know, so I go and I sit down there. I was there for like 10, 15 minutes. You know, my food came. I was happy. I was drinking. I was just eating. I was doing everything. The pancakes were bad. Tell me why I've been managing my syrup so that I can baptize the last pancake in syrup and enjoy it.
Like mouth.
And this random man enters the cafe. He looked clean. So obviously, it's not a beggar on the streets. He looked clean. Like his clothes was clean. He wore this. It's not a kaftan, but I don't know what to call it. This material that men so close with. The shoe he wears is a bit of a size, but it's neat. He looked like he had a shower.
Okay.
Tell me what this man entered and came straight to me. By the way, by now, the other light-skinned looking man, he already left. So in the cafe was just me. Sorry?
No, I'm just laughing in anticipation for what
So the light-skinned guy just left. So it's just me and this couple. But the couple were like quite far away from me. Me, I was in the lungus. I was in the lungus by my chair.
Wait, this man.
Yeah.
That was his left on your plate.
Yeah.
That, can I have this?
Basically. Was it after I told him, like, no, I can't pay for your food. He basically puts his hand on the table and like goes to my plate and is like, okay, can he eat this? Am I done? Like, can he have this? Wasn't in that moment, I don't know. Sorry?
Like, how much food did you have left on your plate?
It was my last pancake. It was quarter of my last pancake.
Sorry, what did you say?
What can I say? See, I'm a single woman in Habil in a corner. He can kill me fast enough to kill me and go out. Like, obviously, I was just like, okay, so am I supposed to say no, don't have the last pancake? Like, obviously, I didn't give him from the bottom of my heart. But I went up to now, I'm still talking about it. You can know I still want my pancake. But obviously, I said, okay. Like, I was just flabbergasted. But I grabbed my juice. I was like, you know when you just sip? Like, I said, okay. So he carried the plate, goes to the chair next to me.
I said, did he use your cutlery?
Yes, he did. He carried the plate, everything. He just moved to the next table next to me and he sits down and he's wobbling down my pancakes. And I'm just like, okay. I just lost my voice. I was like, oh my God, this man has a fork and a knife now. So I sip on my drink. When he finishes, he carries the plate. I think he drops it back for me. No, oh, he left it on the table and he looks at me, he smiles, says, thank you. He now left. And just kept walking on the street.
You're joking.
I'm telling you. And then the whole time, like, the fact that nobody even, you know, I don't know, I felt, as a woman, I just feel like anything could have happened to me, and that's how I could have just died. And this guy, this is your guy you're defending, this waiter, he just kept about his business. And I call him, because I was, like, so irritated. I wanted the bill. So I call him, he comes, and I'm like, okay, so, did you not see that the guy that came here and was, like, and he's, like, oh, I thought you came together. I thought he was your friend. I came here, like, 30 minutes ago by myself. I ordered by myself. What gave you the impression that he's my friend?
You, first of all, even if he, even if that man were to be your friend or anything, but surely he'd order something for himself. Now, even if it were a drink, why would somebody walk into, walk up to your table, take your plate, sit down on another table, gobble up what is, then walk away and with friends?
This also, man said, oh, that he thought he was my friend, that what did he even say? That, oh, that he thought he was my friend, he thought we were together. I'm like, what gave you that impression, guy? I can't, do I have to, like, start, when I go to restaurants now, do I have to start announcing, oh, a party of one? Like, a party of one, or I'm expecting somebody, like, why do I have to do that?
Wouldn't you guys have sat together?
Exactly! Like, dude, Nicholson sat next to me, and he's talking about, like, oh, I thought he was your friend. I was like, see, just give me the bill, like, I want to be out of here. So I wanted to, normally, her bill was in the place that, Habil is a place that I can just go, and when I go, I leave my stuff on the table, I go to use the toilet, I come back, I leave, you know, that kind of place. But, and I never think, oh, my phone is not safe, my food is not safe. Like, what if I had left my food and gone with my belongings on the table? He could have just come in, packed my stuff, packed my drink, and when I came back, finished eating on my way out, they pick me up for vanishing.
Especially if anything, maybe happened to you for a while. Like, even when you weren't even aware. That's so crazy. Exactly. What?
So I wanted to ease myself. I go, you know me, I'm petty. When his manager came out from the back of the house, I went to ease myself. I wanted to ease myself. So I take my drink that is remaining and my phone and everything. I left only my bomber jacket. I went to the till and I'm like, hold my drink since I can't trust you guys anymore. And the manager was like, well, what's that about? Like, what's happening? Because I go to Habib a lot. So he's like, what happened? And then I didn't even answer because I was so irritated. I just went to his toilet. And then apparently he had told him what happened. So then I came back, the manager came and he was like profusely apologizing that, oh, he's so sorry. That this, obviously this has never happened before. And that, you know, apparently the reason there wasn't security at that time, something to do with, oh, they're moving to another location. So their staff, they're having problems with staffing and stuff like that. But that's just weird. Like, I'm just thinking, like, anything would have happened to me, guy. He would have entered, packed my drink and left. And that guy would be like, oh, I thought he was your friend.
Like, it started off so funny when just the idea of, like, sitting in a restaurant and somebody just coming and taking, like, your plate. I was even laughing. But now, like, the more I think about it, that's actually a very, like, unsettling thing to have happen to you.
I feel so traumatized. I came home and I was just lying there. I was like, hey, I don't really, I feel like for the longest time, I don't even know how to process, like, what happened. Because I'm just there, like,
There's no way. I wouldn't be able to tell him no. Because I wouldn't even understand what was going on. First of all, but for somebody to have the audacity to come and ask me, I want to eat what is left on your plate. Guy, I don't know what you're going to do. Just have it.
Exactly. Exactly. Because at that point, yeah, I feel like there's no amount of liver. Like, what I was supposed to say, like, get out. Like, no. Anything.
That's what a remnant.
Sorry?
That's why they chop, like, stranger remnant. You don't know before.
You don't know me from Adam. You don't know what I do, what I have.
Exactly. You don't even know what I have.
Somebody die.
They don't.
I was really happy that he gave me an opportunity because I would have just been a very awkward. Like, I'm only going to tell that he's not next to me, like, not even opportunity, like, on another table. He's talking to you. But yeah, that was, I feel like for this February, that was one of the craziest things that happened to me.
It's actually not even funny. I'm sorry.
No, but you think about it, like, it's actually funny. In the beginning, it's actually funny. But then I feel like the realness of, like, what happened just sets in later.
Like, when he settles in, like, start to think back, as you know, that thing could have gone, like, the whole thing. I'm so... That's very terrible.
And your guy is telling me... Means even him telling me, oh, he thought we were together. What do you mean?
But you guys were together.
Yeah, we're together. I came, like, do you know, that was, like, almost 30 minutes into me coming there, if not more than 30 minutes. Because, you know, you wait for your food to be brought out. I was there for a while. My food was brought out, like, maybe 15, 20 minutes after I came. For me to eat, I was pressing my phone. So, maybe 40, 30, 45 minutes after, this dude comes in. And you are telling me. But anyway, like,
don't like stand up and like walk.
Sorry?
What was done eating?
Mm.
Just stood up and left.
Yeah, he just stood up and left. And I was just looking at him because of, you know, I was sitting by the window. I just looked at him walk away. Like, he walked away. I was not ready. You know, he didn't look, not to be, you know, not to say that there's a way that people, that, you know, look, but like, he looked clean, like he looked, you wouldn't suspect that he's a weirdo, but you usually be the ones.
Yeah, no, because I think he was dressed a different way at you. They probably wouldn't have even have let him enter the establishment.
But do you think that guy, that's what he does? He just dressed nicely and enter nice restaurants?
Like, left of people's meals?
Or ask them to pay for him?
No, I don't think they pay. I think it's a lot more terrifying when you ask to eat, like, somebody's remnants.
Than it is to ask to pay. I'm like, this man, like, what am I going to pay for you, Habil? Like, 5K worth of chicken? If you wanted to really eat, you know where you would go? Like, no, man.
No, and that's the thing, Bar, because if he went to... I don't know how to explain it. Okay, obviously, you know how there's an establishment that you... There's just a certain... clientele that you expect them to have, like, sort of clientele, like, you know, that these are the sort of places. If I went to maybe a booker now, obviously I don't think somebody there is going to pay for me. It's like every man for himself. But if you walk into a place, potentially find somebody,
or you I'm strong them into paying for you, because that's, or maybe not even foot your bill. You know, you can, like, depending on the situation, you can armstrong somebody into doing that. In Habil, let's say, okay, I'm really not okay. So I'm not the best example to use. But let's say other people. Now, I know people that, you know, don't like, it's embarrassing to go up to somebody, ask them to pay your bill in the midst of people. It can be embarrassing for them, like, because it gives that kind of, oh, like, now I have to, like, they have to pay for it.
They feel obligated.
They feel obligated to pay for it. If there were other people there or whatnot, you'd be embarrassed to them.
It's because you're causing a scene.
Exactly. You're causing a scene and you're embarrassing somebody. Like, depending on the people that they are with, or, you know, it might be, you might just make them feel like I'm strong into paying for you, even if they don't have it. Me, that one will not work, because I cannot steal. What I have, I have. What I don't have, I can pay for you, bye. But, you know, so I feel like that's another thing with that kind of person, I guess. He would probably go to, like, fine dining restaurants or, like, nice restaurants with people that would actually feel a way if they don't pay.
Exactly. That's actually... He's actually... That's crazy. He's a charlatan.
Maybe that's a new style of begging. Because the first time I even knew that there was something called fine bara was in Lagos.
What
fine bara is?
I don't know. What's that?
Okay, these are people, you know how, like, obviously they don't look homeless, they dress perfectly fine, they carry good bags, like, they dress like people that you would never think they're actually there to beg you, and they basically just say, like, oh, sorry, like, my wallet is missing. Obviously, when you look at them, they look responsible, so you might give them money.
Okay,
it's like, okay, this person doesn't look, you know, so you just be like obligated or whatever to give them money. That's what fine bar is, as opposed to somebody looking like, you know, a beggar
just
and coming up to you and you're like, or looking a bit haggard, and you're like, ugh. But also, if I'm barrack people now, they're plenty everywhere.
Sorry, but if somebody walked up to you, like, they looked really smart and said, oh, I'm on my way to a job interview, I forgot my wallet, please. Not likely to actually, like, help someone in that situation. But that's
crazy. Yeah. And because, again, you can never know, like, I've been in actual situations where I promise you, like, obviously, I'm not trying to beg, but maybe my wallet gets missing or something.
It's actually so embarrassing, honestly.
Exactly. And I feel like because of that thing, I kind of, sometimes, I don't know, I don't want to not give you because there's a chance that you might actually be legit.
Yes.
Do you get?
A possibility that you are conning me.
Exactly. So, you know, it's a thing of following your gut instinct. Yeah. Follow your gut. But there's this new one too in Kaduna.
And even if they scam you, in charity.
I mean, there's this new one. I don't know if it's only in Kaduna. It's these women with babies.
Hey,
and apparently they go and rent the baby. Hey. There was one time I was going to stay CID and I went with some guys. So when we were coming back from the place, we were at the traffic lights and there were some beggars on the road. And these guys were like, no, they're not going to give any money. I think the guy I went with from my office wanted to give and he's like, kakubashi. Like, they told my guy not to give the beggar anything, that they know where they used to go and rent each other. I'm telling you, that's what they do. They go and rent each other, rent a baby, rent somebody and come with the person to his job. Just laugh. It's so funny, but man, like, just you go to a place, I'm like, okay, do you have baby? Can I rent the baby for like for a day? You go with the baby, beg and return the baby. Return the baby. That's what they do.
What is even like more bizarre in this whole thing is that somebody's actually renting out their kid.
Yeah. You bring the baby, you bring back money. Right? Right? They rent each other or they go to a place and they rent each other. But there's this one, the one about the baby too, in markets, like if you're in the market, they will come and stop you. Oh, I'm going to this place. I don't see, everybody should just have sense, honestly, because in as much as these things can be quite annoying, I feel like there are actually real people that actually need the help. But because of these wicked people,
like you're now, but you don't even necessarily help anyone.
Exactly, and now everybody's not inclined to trust. If I see this man again, let me go to Habil. Okay, I think now they've moved. If I see him again, I feel like I'll have liver.
Which man?
The man that was carrying my pancakes.
Yeah, no, that man is actually really good. What is that?
Man. Okay.
You don't have a kobo in your pocket, but you know that somehow you are going to eat lunch at Habil Cafe.
Wow. But that's the thing, that's why you know that it's a lie. Because guy, if you were legit like starving, if you were actually hungry, you won't go to Habil.
You would not.
You actually won't go to Habil. Because I feel like, first of all, even you, if not that you are foolish, you know that the chances of somebody actually buying you anything in Habil is not that much. Secondly, if it was starvation that was doing you know where you go.
Why they can even give you food on credit?
They even if you go to Bukaji and serve those women, sometimes they just dash you the food as in eat and be going. Carry your wallet and go, you know. And again, I feel like don't be surprised. I feel like this is job. He just go take a shower, cream his body, wake up in the morning. Where can we go to eat today? I have a taste for pancake. Let's go.
Polishing his shoe.
This I say he was clean. His shoe was quite big, but it was polished. Like his dress was also a bit big, but it was clean. And like, well ironed.
Age.
Sorry, his age?
Yeah, like if you had to guess.
That's why I say he's a man child. Like the clothes were clearly borrowed or not his. The shoe is too big, but his face looks like a 20, maybe 26, 23, 24, that kind of, maybe from like 23 to like 28.
Okay. So, okay, clearly not a teenager then.
Something like that. Like you can, he's like a man child. Like something like that. Definitely not 30. Definitely not.
He's doing that.
And you're already doing his bad behavior. Why do you do that?
What did you guys speak? Like when he asked you. No.
speak about what
was like, was that the entire conversation?
That was the entire conversation. Me being flabbergasted, me being scared, me saying, okay. Me just not talking to him and not looking at his face because I don't know if you want to come back and stab me.
Okay. It's like, I think it was evident that like you didn't want to. But you
No, I didn't. Obligated to. And terrified not to.
No, I'm so sorry, honestly. That's actually terrible.
Thank you. Well, really, I feel like girls, but what I really want this year, I want a girls trip. I feel like we need to just go somewhere and unwind.
Oh dear.
And just recalibrate ourselves. That's what I mean. I'm putting it into the world. Maybe a sugar daddy, potential sugar daddy hearing this podcast. Yeah.
Hey, are we not
bold? Go ahead with your kidney. This is just like you to go straight to the pessimistic things. Why do you think they remove your kidney?
Wait, okay. One man will just automatically message you. Oh, hi, I was listening to the podcast. I'm ready to sponsor the trip for you and your friends. Tell me how many people are going. We will now go. We are in one villa. We have one private chef cooking for us. He will give us something we'll eat. Next day, we'll wake up. Just see incision. Yeah, oh, no.
And they'll just put babies for us and say, all of you, you are carriers. No, but that's a good storyline, no?
Hey, or somebody put some cocaine in your intestine. Hey.
Okay, yeah. No, but honestly, if you want to sponsor our trip, just send me the money. You don't need to bring yourself. Take it as your zakat.
Give it to the neighborhood, what do you call it? Oh, please, you need to go to a mosque. We can't just take money. Okay.
Money laundry. No, but if the person sends anonymous money, like, we don't need to meet him.
Laundry money. I can't ask you where do you want to go. Where can you go now?
What do you mean, where can I go?
Where do you want to? I don't say. I say that want I've put there now because we have a lot of visa and also some like monetary restrictions. Where can we go?
Please don't cast me in the public.
I too don't. Financial distress.
Wait, I can go to Abuja.
I live here, so I would like to go somewhere else.
Well, but how much is the flight? Can we go to Ibadan?
We can go to Ibadan, yes.
And just do like a surprise.
How can we go and see family?
What?
People so you want to go and see family? Yes, now we see your family. It's beautiful hills in Abeokuta. Very serene, very tranquil.
I'm not going to Abeokuta with you. I say Ibadan.
Why don't you go to Abeokuta with me?
I'm not going there with you.
Who will you go with? Ha!
Please let's talk about Ibadan. So yeah, we're manifesting that at least by the end of the year
want to go to,
we should be able to go to Ibadan. I have never been. Faiza, have you been to Ibadan?
Ah, I didn't guess she's changing the topic. Wow.
Have you been to Ibadan?
Faiza, we're not finished.
So, well, I don't finish with what?
Not finished. So we spoke about all of that. So is there anything else that maybe you'd like to happen to you this year?
Oh, I like to travel.
With or without someone?
Oh, by myself.
Okay. Not like maybe it's a significant...
Get out, I beg! What is that? What? Huh? You're trying to... What are you trying to do? You're trying to look for... Sherlock Holmes, you're trying finding what?
No, I was just asking, I was just making conversations. That's what we're doing now, the podcast.
We're just making conversations. No, but on the most serious note.
What's the travel by
yourself? Oh, no, honestly, I want to do a girls' trip. I don't have money, but I fantasize about like, girls yeah, girl. Let us, yeah, me, you, Fatih, let's go, I don't know, maybe Dubai, my fantasizing world. You know me, I go big or go home.
What ones?
Hmm?
What about plus ones?
You're telling me you have a plus one? Oh,
no. No, I'm asking.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, no problem. Anyway, since you want to feign ignorance.
Oh, no. But on a serious note, I feel like I have given, I don't know, I don't want to go into it because I feel like when I sit down to talk about it, I just sound like a sad, this thing. But I have kind of given up on that aspect of things. It's so exhausting. I swear, sometimes I feel like, okay, yeah, maybe a relationship, but then a guy come and I'm like, fuck off, please.
Oh my God.
But really, it's like, get the fuck out of my face. I'm sorry, like, I don't know what it is, but like, I don't know whether it's because like I've been by myself for a very long time. I don't know. Or maybe it's just that person that hasn't, you know. And for me, for some reason, the people that be approaching me now are some James, some Samuel, and obviously,
No, you're
we
actually.
are looking for Mohammed,
I beg. No,
Kabir,
what I wanted to say.
Isa.
No, what was I even about to say? No, guy, I completely understand. Obviously, like you just not necessarily. It's not giving up per se, but especially you just being care sera sera, like whatever will be. That's okay, cause I'm all.
But do I want it to be though?
You don't.
I don't know. See, I feel like I'm just somebody that at this point, yeah, I don't even know what it is. Because honestly, like, on a more serious note, you know how basketballs have been happening to me when it comes to relationship? Yeah, the Yasir. He a lunatic man. So yeah, that's the other one that you people don't like him, that have my calabash. The God, where will I even start from? There's so much.
Smiling like that, like what is making you
I'm
giggle?
very happy for your coming up, Charles.
What coming?
Inshallah. You're coming up, Charles.
You know, did I tell you that I'm getting married? Did I say anything of the sort?
That you say 6 months, we'll come and do bookkeeping, Abby. No problem. In 6 months, we'll hear what you are saying next. Anyways, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much. I feel like we're not even recording. I just want a phone call we're having.
Right? Thank you so much for joining me on this episode, man. And this is, I feel like this is one of the first times that the audio was not too bad
Yeah, it wasn't
compared
terrible.
to like
I think
it wasn't terrible.
that's for knock
Yeah.
on wood that we
If
like
it is much, just know that you're the one that's going to edit.
me. Hey God.
It's you, so get ready. I feel like the first two, three were okay, but the last ones, especially the middle one. So yeah. But
Me, I
anywho.
just want to be hearing African Queen for like 20 minutes.
Guy, thank you again. Like I said, thank you for coming on this podcast episode with me, allowing me to rant, calling people name and everything. See you on the next episode. Bye.
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 Bye. Come on.